Still Chillin' is an independent podcast where lifelong friends and guests sample the best tequilas and more.
Grab your favorite drink, listen and chill with us.
Go to stillchillin.com
to see how you can help.
There we go. Yeah, we were recording, and somehow my hard drive, just the one we were recording onto, just disappeared. That's crazy.
Did we get some recording?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing recorded.
Nothing.
So we had to start all over.
Well, this is the new beginning for the show, I guess.
Oh, okay. I'm Chino.
Tony.
Silos is right there.
And I'm the one holding my cock.
Practice.
Tony is the one that just lost his hard drive.
Yeah, this time I'm gonna do a backup recording.
Oh, you guys missed the toupee conversation, the extensions conversation, Skip's holding his cock, and Silos wanted to pet it.
And flash the Ruben sign.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody caught up.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah. So my brother made this sign for us, cool. Right? It's a Still Chillin' logo. He has a laser engraver.
Oh, shit. That's cool. What does he do with it? He just fucks around with it?
Yeah, anything you guys want. He's on Instagram under RM underscore woodshop underscore. And he does portraits for people.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. It has a vintage look to it.
Yep. See, Luis caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just speed through, tell everybody what we're drinking.
Cascawin.
That means mountain of light.
Yes, mountain
of
light.
Mountain of light.
Right over here, finally. I'm showing up full screen. Okay, that's cool, showing up.
I can show a full Monty if you want.
I'm cool. I don't want to see your dick.
Okay, everybody. So that covers that. Now we're going to...
Oh, you're doing a thumbnail. That's what... what is that?
That's for the YouTube video, the cover.
The little cover, short clip, whatever.
Hey, so this is the newly Acrobat Adobe Photoshop Pro over here. Luis.
It's crazy, Carlos. Did you notice I even lost my background?
Yeah, it's like, that is crazy.
I'm in a void. I'm going into a different dimension.
We had 30 minutes recorded already, and then we lost everything. And the thing about that recording is we had a great idea to solve world hunger, to get to world peace, and really discover the meaning of life, but it was erased. So now we're just gonna have to talk about tequila.
Yeah, let's get to it, guys. Do you guys want to do the pa arriba, pa abajo?
All right, I'm down. So Cascawin.
Yeah, I still have some left in my cup. Pa arriba,
pa arriba, pa abajo, pa el centro,
pa dentro.
We forgot to mention, like, Silos has this beautiful, he remodeled his kitchen, right? But for some weird reason, his dishwasher doesn't fucking clean the dishes, right? And he has fucking mugre on his fucking glass.
Yep. Yes, okay. He's okay. Have a carbon filter, a salt softener, a reverse osmosis. And then I got an ionizer.
Hey, what is that? What's an ionizer, anyways?
You ever look at those pH waters? You know, basically, they ionize the water.
I drink water from the fucking hose. I don't know.
That used to be the best water to drink. Now they have too much chloramines and all sorts of junk in there. So unfortunately, it's no longer good. Just water that tastes like metal.
Oh, okay.
But that was the best water, right? After you finish playing, just open up the spigot out front. The hose bin for those. Anyways. What are you guys getting on the flavor?
So, tell
the people, man.
We're drinking Cascawin. It comes from Los Valles de Jalisco. It's cooked on a stone or brick oven as well. They use a roller mill.
Open air.
They use deep well water. Distilled twice. Open fermentation, right? Without fibers. They use stainless steel pots with a copper coil. We just speeding right through this, guys.
That's what happens when you pay $4,000 for a laptop.
Hey, man.
Wait, you paid
no, I didn't. No, I didn't pay that. This is a replacement. This is a replacement.
For the original $3,500 laptop.
So for the listeners, Tony, what kind of laptop do you have?
It's an Alienware M18.
Guys, please do not purchase this product because you might lose a hard drive in the process.
So here's the thing. I guess I'm not going to be able to complain this time because the one that failed is the one that I put in. So it's a second one. So I'm hoping after the episode, I'm going to open it up and just like I was telling Chino, I'll take it out, blow on it, put some alcohol on it, like Q-tip, like back in the day.
Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Or Nintendo games?
Yeah. It's still going to fail again, dude. Once that hard drive fails, that's it.
I don't
know if
it failed. This thing's talking about it could be updates or it was doing a Windows update or something. So I have a restore point.
Yeah.
That I saved yesterday.
Okay.
I can back it up, but that's freaking weird, man.
Yeah, this is why I haven't gone to a Windows 11 yet. So.
I didn't want to do Windows 11 either. Well, enough about Windows tequila. Did we cover that the pepper notes? You can taste the pepper and you can taste the mint. And
and that mint and citrusy is probably due to the no fiber fermentation.
Yeah, I'd say it's I get more citrusy. You don't off the nose. It's like really light. You get no alcohol smell. It's kind of grassy, like minty. Then the taste is pretty good. You don't get that alcohol burn. But like Cee-Lo said, he felt it on his throat. I didn't.
I got a virgin throat. You got everything going down. So by now, you don't feel anything, man. You can put that whole bottle, you won't feel it. Golosa.
That's what happens when you hang around con el comal.
Hey, so the good thing about this tequila, you know, that it's very unctuous. So it's like lubricating your throat.
And everybody knows what unctuous means, you know.
Yeah.
Come on, who doesn't know what unctuous means?
If you guys you guys missed the previous recording, but Cee-Lo's had to break it down for us what unctuous means actually. Yeah. So go ahead, Cee-Lo's.
Well, are you guys familiar with the KY jelly?
I know.
It's just, you know, it's a very viscous, oily feeling, right? It's I told everybody the story about the first time I heard the word was Anthony Bourdain used it when he was eating a really delicious sardine with, you know, olive oil.
I like tortas.
De milanesa.
Yeah, sure.
Besides that, it was herbaceous, which, you know, we haven't used.
Herbaceous.
We haven't used that word in a while.
Yeah, herbaceous. Listen, there's a lot of words that people use to describe tequilas, but we want to add to that. We want to add to the lexicon. And herbaceous and unctuous.
Let me look up lexicon. Lexicon.
How about this word? Cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis. Lexicon. You guys know what lexicon is, right?
It's like a dictionary or something.
It's just basically kind of like the vocabulary of a person.
Oh, there you go.
The word, the reach that they have. You know.
I add lexicon to my lexicon? Then?
Yeah. All right. You can't. You forget. Look at behind me, right? You forget that I got a PhD in literature back here, so I gotta keep up. Christina, you know.
Pinchy Cee-Lo's. He pulls all the books at once with it's just a giant cardboard, dude. Lasa de pedo.
This deserves to be the shortest episode ever, like once published, right? What do
you guys sir.
That's what I predicted. Thanks, Tony. Who's gonna get this one?
I am, I think, no?
Oh.
No, this guy right here, Cee-Lo's.
Oh,
we gotta keep going, dude. That's that bullshit.
No, see? But hopefully once you blow on it and put some alcohol, you'll be able to recover some.
I don't know, man. I hope so.
And I'm talking about your hard drive, eh?
No. So the worst part is it's not recoverable. You know why? Because it's after we end the meeting, and I say end meeting, that it saves it.
Hey, I hate to break it to you guys. We're slacking. One, we were late a week on an episode. Ooh. Two, the episode after is like we chopped up 30 minutes of life-changing anecdotal information.
Ah, cabrón, anecdotal? What is that now?
Look at him, man. Look at him. Oh, man.
today.
It means not necessarily true.
That's why I said anecdotal.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like our stories were anecdotal. Like we found out how to solve world peace, but we're not sure if it's true.
Oh man, you really know the definition, man. Because I was about to say you don't know the definition. I thought it meant true. So it means not necessarily true.
No, it means like, for me, it means like anecdotal. Just means like, look, it happened once, so it might have been the outlier, not the rule, okay. Right? So it's like, you know, a lot of people use this in politics, right? When they say, oh, well, this and this, it's an anecdotal story. So yeah, it's true for that person, but the reality is not, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really.
It is grande, Carlos. It is grande.
Well, like I said, man, I got to keep up with the PhD over here. So,
ya mire. Well, let's go to ice, yeah, boys.
Yeah.
Ice, baby.
I got it already.
We're going to do the cheers or no? Or just like that?
Yeah. Well, cheers. We already did the ripa, remember?
Yeah, we did it, right? All right.
We did.
Salud,
cheers, guys. Salud. Hi. Salud. We're traveling.
Hey Skips, you drinking anything or what?
Just water. I'm water.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's good on ice.
Oh, dude, it's good on ice.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the Hadron Collider, where we travel at the speed of light.
I've heard of that thing. Don't worry.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna ask you about that.
It tastes like it's watered down.
Mm-hmm. I know, we just like barely dropped it in, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it tastes like a watered down tequila.
It does. I need to pour a little more.
Go for it, Silos.
I can't afford to.
Just do it, Tony. Look, you lost a fucking hard drive. Like, what else are you going to lose, dude?
No, I got to be sober because I'm going to open this thing up right after the episode.
Just record. Operate. Just record what you're doing. Hey, it looks like you're in a bat cave, dude. Look at that shit, dude. Man.
Like I said, total darkness. I'm stuck in my hard drive. It's like empty.
Hey, Skippy, all the words I've been using, you know most of them, right? Or no?
Some of them, yeah.
Well, we got to find you a teacher then that can help you. Chino, you know anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Ay, güey.
No quieres nada, güey.
You have ADD, I've heard.
That's about it. I do, man.
Hey, oh, it makes sense. Adderall's in the short supply right now, right? It's hard to get.
You don't have any pills left, Luis? No Adderall pills?
I got like four more. I'm running out.
Look, okay, how many of us here? Four of us? One each? Yes, sir.
Hey, didn't I get you a bottle like 2 years ago or something?
Okay. Allegedly.
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 Oh, I can't say that, right? fuck
it. Around that same time, I learned a lot of new words.
Ah, there you go. Thank you, Adderall.
Did you see look like a no way?
So I just naturally noticed a bottle behind you. Is that a Fortaleza bottle?
That's the Fortaleza. Look at that. Look at the price. Look at the price.
$45.99.
Is that good?
This is what we call in the 90s an Easter egg, my friends. And since the 90s are back in style.
What's an Easter egg?
It's when you find something hidden, right?
Yep.
So anyways, when I went to go get the Cascawin bottle, because Tony hasn't stopped giving me shit for using the mason jar.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't put a printed out label like Chino did. I got shit until now. But anyways, I walked into High Time Cellar in Costa Mesa. And as I was walking by, I noticed this bottle by the rum section. I was like, what the hell? $45. This is like the new bottle, the expensive.
Yep.
Or at least marked up bottle. So I grabbed it. I was like, you know what? Let me grab it just in case. Walked around. Didn't see any other Fortaleza bottle. And by now, those who listen understand that Fortaleza is hard to find. And I think the Blanco retails for about $48. But you can't find anything cheaper than what? $79, Chino? $85?
I think I paid like $65.
Yeah, 60.
Around 60-ish.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Right? So I got it. Walked around. Found Cascawin. And the guy saw me. He's like, oh, you got the Easter egg. I was like, huh? He was like, yeah, we put a bottle out, we sell it for under retail, and just see who finds it. So, it was a good day, like Ice Cube said. But that's the story. What does you say in the back, Chino, of your Fortaleza Blanco? What is the number lote?
Lot 46B.
Yeah, see, the 150.
Ah.
That's a good catch.
I heard stuff about that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, so apparently that, what store is it again, Silos, that you go to?
High Time Cellars. High Time Wine Cellars. Down in Costa Mesa / Newport. So,
okay.
Shout out to them, because that's where I would go to get all my bourbon. Fair price, hard to find stuff, good wine. I think Mark Wahlberg was just there like a couple weeks ago, but not a legit spot. If you're in that area, check them out.
So if you guys are in that area, make sure you guys go looking for Easter eggs around that store.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Follow them on Instagram.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Any last thoughts while it's on ice?
I like it better neat. But
I think I have to agree with Silos on that.
All right, what does neat mean? Like, what does that mean?
Just no ice, just the tequila itself or the spirit.
It's a proper neat word.
Está limpio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a proper
not word, like your glass.
Like your glasses. I bet. So, Skips, what you get into in the weekend, dude? ¿Qué hiciste?
I didn't do shit.
So, Skippy, you were supposed to have a good Saturday night with a friend, but you had to be an Uber ride for your son. So,
yes.
Forget it, man. Fatherhood comes first.
Hey, I make my kids take an Uber, dude.
At first, I was okay with it, but ya lo hizo maña, güey. Cada pinche semana with his friend, I'm like, fuck that Uber shit. Man, yeah. I might as well just get one.
I don't think we ever told the audience, right? Skippy, your dad, you have a son, right?
Three.
Damn. Three?
Nah, so Skippy, one.
You have one. How old is he, Skippy?
He's 15.
Yeah, man, we're getting old, buddy. We're getting old. 15. Nah. Chino, how many kids do you have?
I have 6.
Ay, ay, ay.
Pero minus 4 acá, güey. Nomás son 2, güey. No, I only got 2.
What's the oldest?
He's same age as Skips. You know, that's the problem that we had. That's
what he's 40 years. He's 40 years old. Same age as Skips.
Skips is kid.
Okay.
They kind of run on the same birthday, right? So that's one of the issues that we had. Is like, you know, I would invite him. He invites me. So like, same week. So we kind of, that's kind of what pushed us back, right?
You see an issue. I see an opportunity. You guys can do a grand party.
What month is that?
In April. We're all in April, Tony. Yeah.
What days is your son?
My son is the 19th.
Mine's the 17th.
So that's a little problem we had, you know. So we tried to, you know, hang out, but we couldn't because he's doing a party. I'm doing a party.
You look at your sister's on the 1st, right?
So my sister's on the 1st. I'm the 4th. Tony, you're the 8th. Matthew, my son, is the 19th. You know, Skip's son is the 17th, so it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, and then my niece is actually born on Carlos' birthday, April 1st, Rosa's kid.
Oh, yeah? What? April Fool's? Yeah. Tú también, güey? You were a joke, fucking Silos?
No, October.
Oh, October 1st.
Oh, he's Carlos.
Carlos is going to start taking notes, okay, bye. I see the notes.
No. So, this is crazy, Tony. Let's see if you remember.
Oh, no.
You don't remember this? So I am horrible. I was horrible at like note taking, and Tony was like, "Hey, you should keep an agenda." And Tony gave me this, and look at what he wrote there. Can you guys see that?
Eres puto, got it.
No, look at
that. Oh, Luis's birthday.
Luis's birthday. So this is what I do to track people's birthday. You remember, Tony? You gave me.
Yeah,
this?
I remember. Yeah. Wow, it looks like you haven't used it though.
Well, that's just that month. This is like,
gotcha.
Of course.
Man, I even stopped kind of using those because of that.
I know you did.
I'm too overwhelmed now, man.
Yeah, that's how that's why hard drives crash, because you stopped using that.
Don't remind me.
It seriously did crash?
Yeah, dude, I don't know if it crashed. Supposedly I looked it up and there's a Windows 11 error. What the hell kind of error is that, you know?
Since that we condensed this episode, we started with the ice.
We rushed right through the neat. Didn't we have it neat? Yeah, we did.
So we're going to go back to neat because realized ice is not a flavor. We'll go to neat and see. We got to give the people what
ice
we're
is not
tasting.
A flavor, fucking Silos.
We got to give Carlos a 20-minute episode.
Let's do it. So, Silos, what do you think on ice? How about that?
It's too watered down. It doesn't hold its own.
It is, but it's still kind of like refreshing, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, because he's like, I'm going to add it to limonada over there. That's how he thinks. I can see it. I can see the wheels turning over there. Like, I can add this to lemonade limonada. Yeah.
my simply lemonade is away. But yeah, it does taste down. It does taste like a watered down tequila when you pour it in there. Yeah. Even it wasn't sitting on ice too long. You know, we just jumped in, we poured it, and it does taste like a watered down tequila. You don't get no alcohol burn. You don't get. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like the citrusy taste. It's just like it's just been sitting there, like watered down. I don't know what's worse, this one or the Tohono.
Nah, Tohono is definitely worse. Interesting.
Yeah.
Nah, Tohono, hands down, that thing was horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, when you get to the ice, man. Yeah. So the other thing, you know, before we go on to the neat one, we realized was.
Hold on. Did Silas, you just blow me kisses?
He's a baby boy.
No, my cat. Billy's over there looking at me.
Because I saw you made eye contact, hey. Fucker.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? We definitely caught it because I left Carlos pinned for like the last 5 minutes.
That goes out to you, to you, to you, to you.
Anybody listen? Oh, all right. Wait. You're blowing kisses at Luis's cock.
There you go.
Hey,
Tony, I think from my immediate, like, close circle friends, you and I are like the last of the Mohicans because we don't have kids. I mean,
yeah.
I know we're talking about that, huh?
Not
you
yet.
Wanna you want to tell them about that? Oh,
well, yeah. I mean, not yet.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that for now.
Oh.
every time I talk to Tony, you know, like, he would hit me up. We talk to each other on the phone, and it's like, don't have kids, Tony. I always tell you the truth. I'm like, don't do it, dude. You're going to lose your fucking freedom, bro. And Tony's like, what the fuck? You're the only one that tells me that. I'm like, hey.
One day I'll say, one day I'll say, you were right or you were wrong.
Okay.
We'll call it
out. Okay.
We'll let the audience call it, but hey.
No spoilers.
All you guys out there that have kids, all you fuckers know you guys fucking lost your freedom. That shit's gone.
Money, money.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Talk about Willis.
This was talking about. I got to go feed my cats. Pinchy seeds.
<Yeah. laughs> So we poured it on neat. Right neat. Here.
Yep.
Let's go
it's
for it.
Super leggy. Remember?
Super
leggy. Oh, yeah. Let's remind people. Let's of that.
See. Makes it so leggy, makes the cup dirty.
Yeah. So that's what Skip says, right? Like. So.
Sopes.
We're waiting for it.
Oh, yeah. Let me pin it.
Can you guys see it?
There you go.
There you go.
You're pinned.
Uh-huh.
Shake it around. See if you get those little dots.
Yeah, I got them already in. Look at that. Look at that. Ahí están.
A ver.
But anyways, let's do this. So we're going to do it again proper. Para arriba.
Let's do it. Para arriba.
Para arriba.
Oye, hold on.
Bajo.
Oye, what the heck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I still, even a short episode, I still got to say it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Para arriba. Para abajo.
Para centro.
Para adentro.
Skippy.
We didn't do this at the beginning. I thought we did.
This was the first time we actually all said it together.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be a good one.
We're in the Matrix. Something.
It's all that practice because this is like the third time that we did it today.
Mm-hmm. Don't say your crappy computer.
Don't remind me, man.
Mm.
I don't think I'm gonna open it just, tonight. That's for sure.
Just tell Mia that Halloween's coming up, dude, and you need a new laptop. You're gonna get the blue screen of death, you valeo verga.
Yeah, I mean, ugh.
See what else gets, right?
I get that shit to my work computer.
What did you do?
Hey, your current laptop is capricious, man. You gotta change it out.
Damn.
Es caprichosa.
Capricosa, okay.
Capricious.
Isn't that like that drink, Capri Sun or something?
You know, that's according to Tony, it's Capri Sun. So it's capricious.
Yeah, there you go. It's pretty good. Neat again.
Yeah, it's for sure herbal, herbaceous. It has the mint at the very end.
Pepper and mint, like no sweet.
Mm-mm.
Even though it smells citrusy, you don't get the sweetness, but you do get a little pepper kick, right?
Yeah.
Agave, pepper, and like mint. No minty, real sweetness.
That's and weird. A little like grassy. That's what we said. Oh, you guys missed it all, but we all said herbaceous at the same time. because that was getting a little grassy.
Let's squeeze in some facts really quick.
Some facts. Hey, yeah. Anybody? Hey, are we talking about facts or alternative facts?
No,
or factual facts?
Well, I don't know if these are anecdotal. Yeah, you know, because it's coming from me. These are anecdotal because I don't know if I'm right. Right? You know?
Okay.
These are anecdotal facts. So one thing I found interesting is the label, it says, right there it says, you know, Cascawin 1904, tells you right on the on the neck, right? But what's weird, I don't know if Chino, if you did any research, I did a little bit, and when the label says Cascawin 1904, don't you think that means like Cascawin has been sold since 1904?
Yeah.
Not sold, that it's been around since that time, 1904.
Tequila Cascawin was created like in the 50s, 1955, okay. I think I read. So that's kind of
Well, that doesn't make sense.
No, I think it's because of the people, whatever happened in 1904, like I think it was some family members were working at a distillery. Like they're just trying to, maybe I'm completely wrong. This may be anecdotal information. That's why people have to look it up. But I think, because I just looked it up and it says Tequila Cascawin has its origins since 1904. So what does that mean? Like, Carlos, your origins go back to, I don't know, what, 1600s.
Yeah.
Right? Your origins are like whoever came before you.
So it says, from what I found, it says the family running distillery Cascawin, known 1123,
okay,
has traditional dating back to 1904.
Yeah, but see, it has traditions dating back, but they don't say it has Tequila Cascawin dating back.
And it's under the watchful eye of master distiller Don Salvador Rosales Torres, along with his son Salvador, El Compa Chava, and Benjamin, El Compa Benjamin Rosales, created some of the finest tequilas on the earth. We are proud partners. I don't care if you're partners.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I may be completely wrong about all of that. Maybe it was created in 1904. We got to get that answer.
And that's what something that I was going to ask you guys, actually, if you guys knew it was actually created in 1904. Why does it say 1904?
Yeah,
because you guys had it before I did.
Breaking news, guys! Just for the viewers out there, dun. We're gonna have a word of the night every night. Every Monday, I should say.
Are we going to do like Pee Wee Herman, the like secret word of the day, or what was it? Everybody go fucking crazy.
Anecdotal. Adjective of an account, not necessarily true or reliable, because based on personal account rather than fact or research. While there was much anecdotal evidence, there was little hard facts. Also, little hard cocks.
Keyword hard.
Little.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Tony. All right, so we've established that everything we're talking about on this podcast is anecdotal.
Okay.
No, we got some facts. We'll be spinning some facts every once in a while.
Yeah, we do. Well, actually, did you guys know that they actually made mezcal as well?
Really?
That's anecdotal.
Yeah.
So from my 2 minutes of Google research, I guess what it could have been is that the company Cascawin was founded in 1904.
Got it.
And,
all right.
And I might be getting to the bottom of it right now.
Hey, and since we're doing the research for the people, why don't we start thinking about our score?
Yeah.
No mames, wait. It's only been like 10 minutes of your episode. Were you trying to cancel
it? Nah, wait. We're talking about we've been here since freaking 7.
We'll get people the answers in the Tequilazo episode. So let's just get to the score. Because I have to get a good night's sleep and wake up early to fix this freaking laptop.
Yes, sir. You and me both. Chino.
But you're gonna help him fix the laptop, Pichisilos? Okay, wait.
Hey, anecdotally, I'm gonna help.
Is anecdotal the new Luis?
Is the word of the day?
Oh yeah, Luis, anecdotal is the new legend.
Oye, cómo va?
Oye, oye.
El ritmo.
Oye. I think oye is the new one.
Like, I have an anecdote about when Luis went, you know, to Mexico, and I heard stuff happen. But this is just an anecdote. It's just an anecdote.
It's allegedly.
Oye. El Luis fue a México, pero oye.
Hey, anecdotally.
No pasó nada, oye.
You know what you should do, Tony? reach out to your boy Hunter Biden and ask him where he took his laptop. They'll fix it for you.
Oh, that's true. They'll probably get the files out of it, right?
That guy fucking parties, man.
Hey, right back to school.
Skips, have you partied with him or what?
My name.
Have you partied with him yet or no?
I've seen the pictures of him smoking crack. No, with all these fucking hookers. They're out there. I've seen them.
Hey, anecdotally.
Anecdotally.
I don't know if there's video. Right. Is that really anecdotal video? Does that go together?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Anecdotal video.
It's AI generated.
Oh, there you go.
If you guys follow us, you guys know that Skips parties with a bunch of people, and he partied. Last episode, he mentioned he partied with a little midget from TJ. So make sure you guys tune into that episode.
Yeah.
And, hey, just look at it. Just look at his picture. His cock's everywhere. All right. It's court time.
Serious question, Skips.
Yeah, serious.
I know you traveled all around the world. Where else has your cock been around the world?
Costa Rica.
Brazil? You went to Brazil, didn't you?
Yeah. Brazil. Yeah. Didn't you go to Colombia?
No, I didn't go. No. My friend did just recently. But I couldn't go because I can't walk.
Anecdotally.
Okay.
I have all the time in the world, but I can't walk. So
it's sheesh. All right. Yeah, see, man, that's anecdotal stories. A downer.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Chito, what you got? What you giving it? Porque ya son las 8:30, güey. Me tengo que ir a dormir.
Yes, vámonos.
All right, I'm just
going to
give it a 7.8.
Okay.
You want info or no?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No time. Okay, but 7.8. Right.
I'm giving it an 8 because I like it more than Tequileño.
No, you can't. I think Tequileño was better.
Yeah, you had some. Oh, they missed that, but you had a.
You heard me?
Oh, they missed it. Yeah, I saw you. Yeah.
Everybody heard. So
he snuck one in.
While everybody was chilling, trying to set everything up. Skips was in India, but I fucking snuck in an extra drink of a Tequileño while the show started.
I would have you recreate it, but don't do it. It's just a thought I had in my head, but don't do it. Don't. Carlos, let's get to your score.
I would never do such a thing.
This is definitely at least an 8 for sure. It loses its potency with the ice. Mm-hmm. Neat, you know, it's a smooth drinker. I like the fact that it's a straight like agave, pepper, and mint. That's what I'm getting. Like it's straightforward. It doesn't have you thinking, what the fuck? What else am I getting? Am I getting mango? Am I getting papaya? Am I getting cardamom?
Es ahí te va, güey.
Ahí está tu agave, tu pinche pepper, and a little bit of mint at the end. And so straightforward. I like it. It's leggy. I feel it hugging my throat, going down. Unctuousness, right?
You're lucky it's not Lalo.
But again, that's just an anecdote, guys. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you? 8.
Oh, I already gave it an 8. I was so fast that you... did you even hear my rating?
Yeah, 8. You like it better than Tequileño. You just like...
Yeah, you heard that. Yeah.
But that's and then you sound about...
I think you're right. By the way,
what am I right? I think I'm right, man.
Hey, Tequileño, dude.
Tequileño is kind of hoppy, though, kind of bitter.
Hoppy, hey, you gotta wait till next week. 3.
Oh, fuck.
You gotta do 3.
All you guys need to wait till next week, but this is Tequileño.
This is what you gotta look forward to next week, Chino. All 3 of them.
Oh, yo, porque es una pistolita, güey, con cuernos, güey.
All right, so next week is going to be Tequileño, Lalo, and Cascawin. Tequilazo time.
But this is the one that Skippy prefers right here, Chino. The stinger.
Oh, does he? I thought it was this one.
Hey, no, he likes the thumb. It has more girth.
You know me very well, Carlos.
All right, guys. This episode just kind of derailed, man. It's all good.
Tony, this might be the first episode that you don't have to touch a thing.
Hey, next time, Tony, get a $6,000 laptop.
and it's still going to break down.
I'll tell you guys tomorrow morning what happens, because, man, that sucks.
Como dijo Usher, watch this.
Ah, perro, güey. Chingas.
All right.
Tony, hold on. I say as an outro, you just walk into the darkness, dude, in the back. Dude, just fade into the background, dude.
Will it work?
All right, everybody.
Let me sing for you. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Go for it, Silas. Keep going. Peace out, Tony.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Peace out, boys. Good night.
All right, later, guys.
Yeah, later, boys.
Hey, be careful with the dog.
If you like what you just heard, share links to our show with your friends. To help us get the word out, go to stillchillin.com to see how you can make more episodes possible. Thank you for listening.